Hello, and welcome to the Tea with Tresetta podcast. I invite you to join me each week where I'll share the training, encouragement, and answers you need to be successful in your purpose, as well as interview some awesome women of faith walking fully in their God-given purpose through entrepreneurship. I'm your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business coach and founder of Sister Spotters. I believe you can be wildly successful without competing or compromising your beliefs. Let's dive in. Hey there, Kingdom Purpose Pursuers. Welcome back to another episode of Tea with Tresetta. This is your host, Tresetta Alexander, faith-based business and productivity coach. And today's episode, I'm sharing with you a Facebook Live recording that I did a couple years ago on fear and how to overcome fear. In it, I share the acronym FEAR. A lot of us have heard it as false evidence appearing real, but I have my own spin on what fear actually stands for as far as how to overcome it. And so I hope that you enjoy this recording. But before we dive into this week's episode, I want to remind you that the applications for speakers and talent is still open for the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference here in Tallahassee, Florida, coming up April 3rd and 4th. The deadline to apply to speak or to share your talent is December the 15th, and notifications will go out the first of the year for those people who we have selected to participate in the conference. So make sure that you get those applications in. You can apply at kingdomgirlsrockconference.com. Also, today, when this podcast episode goes live, it will be Cyber Monday, and we are actually running an early bird special where you can get tickets to the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference for 60% off of the regular ticket price. So you can get tickets for Cyber Monday for $20. And then at midnight on December the 3rd, those tickets will shut down registration and we won't reopen again until the new year. But we wanted to have a special Black Friday weekend promotion. And so many of you, if you follow me on social media or follow the Kingdom Girls Rock social media accounts, so many of you took advantage of the $10 tickets that we did specifically on Black Friday. And so we are so excited to have you joining us in April for the night of worship and for the conference sessions. So again, I will have the link to the Kingdom Girls Rock Conference in the show notes. So make sure you get your application in if you want to share your message or share your God-given talent with the world. Also, one last thing, in this episode or in this Facebook Live recording that I'm sharing today, at the end, I give an opportunity for those of you who are ready to move forward and step out of fear and into your purpose to hop on a free consultation call with me, a strategy session with me. And that link is no longer active. So if that is something that you desire to do, if after hearing this, you are motivated and activated and you're ready to move forward in the thing God has called you to do, then you can go to tresettaalexander.com/discovery call in order to book that complimentary 30-minute session with me. So I will also have the link to that in the show notes for this week's episode. Without further ado, let's go ahead and dive in to fear, the number one killer of dreams. Hey there, Sister Spotters. Good evening. Happy Thursday or happy Friday Eve, weekend Eve, whatever.
This is Tressetta Alexander, the founder and CEO of Sister Spotters. Sister Spotters is an entrepreneurship support network for women of faith, and I provide them with support, strategies, and the stretching that they need in order to create the business and life of their dreams. And tonight, I wanted to share with you about the most debilitating word in the entire English language. It's a really small word, but it's deadly, and it is the number one killer of dreams. Are you ready? It's fear. Fear. F-E-A-R. Fear. Many of you probably have heard the term that fear, the acronym for fear, as being false evidence appearing real. Hey, Veronica. However, tonight I have my own acronym for fear that I'm going to share with you all. But one of the, not one of the things, but fear causes us to do one of three things. We're either going to respond with by becoming paralyzed and not wanting to move. We're going to retreat or just kind of like head for the hills and run away. And the third way we respond is we try to hide or ignore whatever the situation is that's bringing on the fear. So the first one, let's talk about that for just a moment. Becoming paralyzed. So this might be a situation where you're wanting to do something or you're faced with a situation and you become paralyzed, and so you don't take any action at all. And so we've all been there where there's something that we want to do, but it just kind of scares us so bad that we just kind of get in inaction. And or maybe we're overwhelmed and we just don't know what actions we need to take. So that's the first one, first way that we respond to fear. The second way, the retreating or running away, and I'm sorry, I'm looking at my notes down here, so if you see me looking down. The second one is we retreat or run away. And it's so funny because I'm actually facing my fear right now, because this morning when I first got up, the Lord placed it on my heart to do this Facebook Live today to talk about fear. And immediately I was like, I don't want to do it. I'm like, it's too nerve-wracking. I get too nervous doing, it's something about the camera. And so I kind of like put it off, and I didn't post on Facebook that I was going to do it. And then I was in a group that I'm in, and the facilitator or the group owner posted a comment and was asking for engagement and said, and so I shared that one of the things that I've been avoiding doing is doing Facebook Live videos. And so we got this conversation going in there, and one of the other ladies in the group shared a Facebook Live that she did. And so I went and took a look at it, and it was on fear as well. So I was like, okay, God, I hear you. I'll go ahead and do the Facebook Live later. But then I still was a little scared and didn't want to do it. Well, the crazy, you know how God is. You're always going to get that needling. Whenever there's fear there or there's something that you really need to do, you're going to continue to get that needling. So I was walking to Chick-fil-A on my lunch break, and just as I'm passing by this group of gentlemen who are sitting having lunch, one of the guys said, I got scared and I didn't show up for the interview. How many of us are like that? We get scared, fear comes on us, and we refuse to show up. An opportunity may be there for us to, an open door for us to do something that we really want to do, but then all of a sudden we get overwhelmed or overcome by fear, and then we don't show up. And then the last thing that we do is that we hide or ignore. And so it may look something like this. There may be some sort of symptom going on in our body, and we won't go to the doctor because we're afraid, or we get scared that it might be something really, really bad. And it could just be something really simple, but because we're afraid, we won't go and get it checked out. So I want to give you a strategy for overcoming fear, because God said He has not given us a spirit of fear, but he's given of power and of love and of a sound mind. And so I want to give you a strategy for overcoming fear. And the first one is, it's an acronym. The first letter, fear, or F, face it. So ask yourself this question, why am I afraid? So when fear comes on, you ask yourself, why am I afraid? And then keep asking why until you get down to the point where you're not able to go any deeper. Because every excuse or every situation or everything that we say that is keeping us from doing something, it really and truly all boils down to fear. It may be fear of success, it may be fear of failure, it may be fear of the cost, what it might cost us to actually go after our dream or pursue our purpose. It may be fear of rejection, that we won't be received. Whatever it is, whatever the excuse, it all boils down to fear. And so we gotta face it first and ask ourselves, why am I afraid? Once you've gotten down to the nitty-gritty and really discover what the root of the fear is, now it's time to erase it. And so how do you erase it? Find what God says about it, and then speak what he says about it over yourself. Begin to, the word of God says that we're renewed, that our minds are transformed it's the renewing of our mind, that we're transformed by the renewing of our mind. And so by taking God's word, what he says about a different situation, and applying it to what it is that we're facing, then we start moving in the direction of whatever it is that we're speaking. So face it, and then erase it. Face it, find out why. Erase it by finding out what God says about it, and then speaking that over yourself. And then the A, advance. Take action in spite of the feelings of fear that are going on inside of you. It doesn't have to be some big, huge leap. It just has to be a single, small step. And it can start the momentum to move you forward. A lot of times we get caught up because it's like we think that we have to do this big, huge thing in order to overcome our fear. And it really doesn't take all of that. Just as an example, I've been encouraging my daughter to purchase a home instead of renting. And she's got all initially she was excited about it, but as time got closer for her to start that process, she got paralyzed by fear and started kind of backing up and was like, oh, well, maybe I won't do it this year. I'm gonna save a little bit more and prepare myself a little bit more for maybe another year. But I continued to encourage her. And finally, I told her, I said, just because you start asking questions about the process of buying a house doesn't mean you actually have to buy a house, right? So we think that we have to, you know, go out and buy the house. And I'm just using that as an example. We think that we have to go and do the whole thing. No, you don't necessarily have to do the whole thing, but at least get the information. Do one little small thing, and then you can make a determination. Do I carry on, or do I stop where I am, or do I hold on? But do that, it's Kaizen, that teeny tiny motion that's gonna move you forward or move you in the direction of whatever your dream is. And it doesn't necessarily have to be your purpose. It could be anything in life, but don't allow fear to block you or to stop you. Go ahead and take that teeny tiny step. And then the R, that stands for reaping the reward. So it is an exhilarating feeling when you accomplish even the smallest task when it comes to overcoming your fear. As a child, I discovered that I was afraid of heights. And I mean, like, definitely afraid of heights. I couldn't even stand on top of a chair. And several years ago, for those of you who don't know my story, in 2014, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And after having received that diagnosis, I mean, I was scared. You know, my prognosis was good, but I was still scared. And I was like, in order for me to go through this process, I need to do something to kind of build my faith and to help me to see that I'm stronger than I think I am and I can overcome more than I think I can. And so I decided to face my fear of heights and I went zip lining. Y'all, oh my gosh. I was super, super scared, like knees knocking, pee running down your leg, kind of scared. I didn't pee on myself, but my knees were knocking. And I got up there and I'm going through the course. And the lady in front of me got off the course. She couldn't handle it. It was too much for her. And I could have easily gotten off at the same time. And seeing her, I was like, oh my gosh, if she can't finish it, then I can't finish it either. But my life depended on it. No, maybe it didn't depend on me actually finishing that course. But the reason why I was up there was so that I could be mentally prepared for the journey ahead of me. And so I forced myself to carry on. And when I did that final zip and my feet hit the ground, I was so excited. It made me feel good. And I knew that if I got through that, I could get through anything that was thrown in my path. And so I just want to recap. So the acronym for fear that I want you to use is F, face it, find out the why behind the fear, erase it by finding what God says about it and then speaking that over yourself. A, advance beyond it, take small actions that'll move you, give you that forward momentum, and then R, reap the reward of taking action. I want you to show up for yourself. And I want to challenge you to show up for yourself. I, as a business coach, I hear so many women saying all kinds of reasons why they can't take action on creating their business or the ministry that they really desire to create. And they say things like they don't have the money, they don't have the time, or they don't have the know-how to get started. And I want to challenge you, just take one small step in the direction of your purpose, because every single one of you was created on purpose and for a purpose. And so I challenge you, and I want to give you a call to action. Go to sisterspotters.com/strategy and schedule a complimentary 30-minute strategy session with me. I want to help you push beyond the fear, move beyond the resistance, so that you can fully pursue the purpose that God has for your life. And I hope I see you on the other side of fear. That's all for tonight, guys. I hope you enjoyed. Please share, hit me with the hearts and the likes. And share with someone else that you think wants to hear, that needs to hear this message. Have a great evening, and I'll see you next time. Good night.